Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Heads up, Richies. We actually were all set and ready to drop this episode on Friday, but in light of Catherine Middleton's announcement updating the world on her health, we have pushed it to today. So sit back and enjoy. Brooke, we all go through highs and lows in relationships, and sometimes you just can't bounce back from the lows. And celebrities are no different, if you can believe it.
Yeah, it's one of the few cases where they are just like us.
Yeah, lucky them.
Yeah.
And it's looking like former Selling Sunset cast member Christine Quinn's marriage is at a very low low, because earlier this week, her husband was handcuffed and dragged away by police, barefoot and in a bathrobe.
Not a good look.
Nope.
And the details surrounding his arrest are honestly really disturbing.
Yeah, an even worse look.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, March 25th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Christine Quinn really made her name for herself on reality television for being a pretty polarizing figure on Netflix's Selling Sunset for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
They even covered her lavish wedding to her tech guru husband, Christian Richard, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And now their marriage is in the spotlight, but this time, absolutely not for a celebration.
No.
Because on Tuesday, Christian was arrested for domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Page Six, LA police responded to a call related to a domestic dispute in the Hollywood Hills around 2 p.m.
Sources told TMZ that there was a verbal argument between Christine and Christian, and according to a public information officer, the suspect threw a bag containing a glass bottle at the victim, missed the victim, but hit the victim's child, causing injury. So that child is their 2-year-old son, who's also named Christian. And initially, it was reported that he was seen by paramedics but not transported to a hospital. But according to a different source who spoke to Page Six, their son was taken to the emergency room by ambulance, and Christine, of course, rode with him in the ambulance. So no word yet on how Christian Jr. is doing, but Christian Sr. was booked for felony assault with a deadly weapon and was arrested, like we said, wearing only a bathrobe and no shoes.
Yeah.
Like, he just looked like shit.
He looked how I would expect somebody who would throw a bag of glass to another human being to look.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Richie's, this happened on Tuesday. Christian was held for about a day and then was released sometime on Wednesday on $30,000 bail.
Mm-hmm.
But his freedom was very short-lived because later on Wednesday, so the day that he was released, about 33 hours after his first arrest, he was arrested again.
Jesus.
This time, he was arrested for violating an emergency protective order, which was an emergency one that Christine was granted against Christian and is good for a week. So it was like right after this all happened initially.
Yeah.
Christian violated that order on Wednesday night by showing up at their house. The ink isn't even dry yet on the judge's signature, and he's violating it. Like, come on.
So police were actually called to the scene to conduct a building search, which determines whether or not there is an active threat. And it's unclear who called the cops, but a source told Page Six that it wasn't Christine, which does track because a different source told TMZ that Christine and their baby weren't home at the time, thank God.
Yeah.
So regardless of who made the call, Christian violated the protective order by showing up at the house, and he was arrested again. This time, he was charged with a misdemeanor. He was held until Thursday morning and then released on bond. Now, as a result of these two arrests, Christian now has two back-to-back court dates. So he's due in court for the felony on April 10th, and then the following day, he'll be back for the misdemeanor.
Just the hubris of somebody. And I mean, this is so not uncommon for people who are served with protective orders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's a reason somebody has had to get this against you.
I know. They make me nervous because it's like, they don't seem to do much.
Yeah. It's more just establishing a paper trail, which sucks. So regarding that temporary emergency protective order, sources told TMZ that Christine is talking to her attorneys about getting something less temporary and seeking a restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
The sources also say that she's been laying out her bumpy history with Christian to her legal team, which, of course, makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. So sources tell TMZ that Christine's top priority is, of course, protecting their son, which is why she wants the restraining order. And reportedly, she's working with her lawyers to help build a bigger case against Christian by revealing additional allegations. And we aren't really sure what those allegations are, but I mean, just given all of this, I'm sure they're pretty in line with it.
Yep.
And it looks like the restraining order might just be the tip of the iceberg, because yesterday a source told Us Weekly that Christine's planning to file for divorce. It's like, yeah, I hope so.
I would hope so. I mean, here's the thing. If you're throwing a bag of glass at somebody, this is not the first time you've done something
absolutely
that violated someone's safety.
Yeah, definitely.
Whether it's with words or other objects, like, this is not, oh my God, I've never shown a violent part of my body before.
Right.
And now I'm going to this. And no, it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
You know, clearly it's been a rough week for Christine and her son. What do you think about this, Brooke?
I mean, it's sad. I keep thinking about the fact that he was arrested and then released.
Yeah.
And then arrested again. Like, that shouldn't be allowed to happen. And I mean, he's rich. He's insanely rich. Yeah. So a $30,000 bond is nothing to him.
Yeah, it's like a $5 bond.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what the solution is, but this is all just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It sucks because I hear stories all the time about just how useless protective orders can be.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a physical barrier gets put up.
Right.
And this behavior is so common. Like,
yeah,
a violator or perpetrator is told to stay away, and the first thing he does is go where he's not supposed to go. This is a pretty big planet. You could have gone anywhere. But you go to the one place you're legally not supposed to be. It just perfectly embodies that mentality and that, like, abusive way of living. I hate it.
I know. And I saw some comments on Instagram that were like, oh, she's probably just like trying to get a storyline for a show. And someone else was like, she's a gold digger. She married him for money. And someone was like, so she deserves to be killed for it? Like, you guys, like, the comments online are just truly unhinged about this. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't care why she married him. That doesn't matter. He's not allowed to assault her.
Child. It's like, okay, even if that is true, that she did marry for money, that doesn't mean you get to just be violent with somebody.
I know.
It's
absurd. We gotta be nicer to people.
I mean, it's like whenever somebody's on reality television, they seem to think there's some carte blanche,
mm-hmm.
to just treat them like a subhuman.
I know.
And I don't get where that comes from.
I honestly don't either. I think a lot of it has to do with, well, I'm not on reality TV and I'm mad about it, so I'm going to be a dickhead online to people who
honestly,
are. Like, you signed up for this. Like,
most of the negativity is 100% jealousy.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. But all in all, I mean, like, you know, I know Christine was a polarizing character on Selling
Sunset. Did you like her?
there were times where I was like, well, it's not that I liked her or disliked her. She's great reality TV. Like, she's a good villain.
She knows what to do.
Yeah. But I don't think she's like a bad person in any way. I think she's, you know, she's fun and like spicy and she's perfect for the show. It's a bummer that she left. So
spicy is a ridiculous way to describe a human being and not nachos.
What? I don't eat spicy nachos.
I don't either, but
I don't eat spicy anything.
When people are like, oh, she's spicy. It's she's spicy. So ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, I think the moral of the story here is what it always is don't throw bags of glass at people. And also,
yeah, it's a good one.
Don't be violent ever. There's never a reason for it.
Yeah. It takes a certain type of human to throw something at someone else.
Yeah. So. A subhuman. Those are subhumans.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And you can follow us on all socials at Arisha Skidmore Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.